Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'd like for us to turn in our Bibles this morning to Psalm 34. We'll read it through. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. I magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desires life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saves such as be the contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. So I thought there's a lot that could be pulled out of this psalm, but I thought the little bit that stood out to me, I thought I'd pull out. But in verse 4, I'll read just a few of the verses, and they seem to have a bit of a theme going there. Verse 4, I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. Verse 6, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Verse 10, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. And verse 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears open unto their cry. In 1 Peter 3:12, it quotes that, and it says, his ears open unto their prayers, which is, I thought, was a beautiful thought. The Lord is right here, and his ears are open. He's listening to what we pray. Verse 17, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivers them out of all their troubles. Verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So I looked up, just did a quick study on a few of the other verses in the Bible about seeking the Lord. So I'll just quickly read them out now. Proverbs 8:17, I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. That's the Lord speaking. Deuteronomy 4:29, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And I guess there's a point there as well. The Lord knows when we really mean it, when we really seek him, and he's promised that we will find him when we do. 1 Chronicles 28 verse 9, David was speaking to Solomon. He said, and thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all the hearts, and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee, but if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. Psalm 9 verse 10, and they that know thy name will put their trust in thee, for thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so that's another point, I guess, is when we come to God to please him, we must believe by faith that he is a rewarder of them that seek him. Jeremiah 29 verse 13 said, "And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart." And Luke 11:9 says, "And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you." So that was Jesus saying to us, his followers, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened. So I thought in verse 18 of Psalm 34, it was interesting point, maybe how we are to cry unto the Lord. Says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." And so he is a God that loves a contrite heart and a broken spirit. Verse 5 as well stood out. "They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed." I looked up that verse, lightened, and it was in a Strong's Concordance, it was noha, a prime root to sparkle, i.e. figuratively to be cheerful, hence from the sheen of a running stream to flow, be lightened. So when we look unto the Lord, we are filled with his joy and our faces shine with his light. Last verse, Psalm 27:8, "When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek." That was David saying that. And I guess this morning I just pray that the Lord would bring our hearts to that place where we can say, "Thy face, Lord, will I seek." So thank you for your attention.